So we have to redo this commercial because we try to commit Doug to doing something that he wasn't ready for us to do because we actually have other things to do.
You know, he's used to bending over backwards for us, but not like this.
So now we're having him bend over
forward. This is like going back to like how he's the manager and you guys are behind the scenes. Like we totally just, we wasted our time right now on a commercial that we can't even possibly run because Doug pulled the plug on that shit.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to put you on the spot again.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, so no, we want to do a commercial because our bundle is available still. And it's a huge value.
Like 41% off.
41% off. It's still available. What do they get in there? They get the MAPS Anabolic Program, which is a full body workout program. Build muscle, burn body fat. It's phased into three different phases. You got the patented trigger session system in there. Then you get the No BS Six Pack Formula, which is a workout specifically designed for your core. You get the fasting guide, breaks down how to do fasting the right way. Burn body fat, build muscle. It's you hear about it all over the place right now. We break it down for you and tell you how to do it the right way.
Before that, you read the Nutrition Survival Guide.
Nutrition Survival Guide is in there also. It breaks down your macronutrients for you, tells you how many calories you should consume. It's great on an individual basis. You get in there, you plug in your numbers, and it's individualized for you. All of that is available right now at a massive discount, mindpumpradio.com. Click on the yellow button.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
What do you want to say, Doug? What are we doing here?
One of the things is I think we've got to remember that we have new listeners coming on all the time. And this is just my hallucination, is that you know, sometimes we get a little obscure at the beginning.
Oh, you think people don't like that?
No, they come in. They don't really
just
know what it's about.
Say it, Doug.
No. What I'm saying is I want clarity at the beginning of the shows. It's like, hey, welcome to Mind Pump.
Welcome to Mind Pump. The first 10 to 15 minutes, we're going to be bullshitting, talking about nothing.
We should definitely remind them of what we are.
What we are, yeah. That's my point.
I don't feel like it'd be effective if we did that every show because it would sound like a formulaic show.
That's true.
Yeah. So I think intermittently, we definitely need to do that.
I think so.
I think intermittently is the answer to that because I really like the rawness, the real feeling of we just literally turn the mics on and we go, you know, which a lot of times it's us catching up and talking with each other because we haven't talked in a long time.
Maybe the more serious ones. We alternate with the serious ones. We'll address the fact of what we are.
No, these are my hallucinations. Right, so you can either accept or reject it.
Maybe we're accepting it and talking about it.
We're taking it in and we're changing it to something completely different, but we're taking it and changing it.
We're interpreting it. It's just like, you know, the written law.
Why don't we do this?
We should change Doug's job instead of the producer. The name of his job is Cat Herder.
The cat.
Because he's always trying to herd us.
Kitten whisper.
But it's not happening.
First of all, we need to check out. We need to look into those hallucinogenics, first of all.
Fuck yeah.
Secondly, why don't we...
I want to see eagles.
Well, why wouldn't we do this?
Caca!
Why wouldn't we always do like pretty much what we do all the time, which is light it up and record? But then you, as the producer, like if you don't think it was really good information or funny, or if you weren't entertained by it, or you don't feel like you got something out of it, maybe those are the ones you just cut and you just start a go.
Oh, yeah. I've cut some stuff.
You have, huh?
Oh, I have, actually.
I've noticed my time has been down by like 45 seconds per episode comparison to Sal.
He doesn't
cut. He cut out my nuts
to
butts.
He doesn't cut.
I noticed that.
Yeah, he did.
In fact, the last two episodes, I don't think I heard myself one time.
Yeah.
I think you cut my lines out completely.
You know what?
That's fucking bullshit,
we had to cut out the fat.
Well, sometimes the mic goes on mid-conversation, and then if they come in at that point, they're going to be so lost, right?
Yeah,
right.
And so I have to make a executive decision, if you will.
Do you think? Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I guess from my understanding with a lot of people that start, like they might start with one episode, but then they're like, oh shit, we got to start from the beginning because we're kind of like a timeline.
Yeah, so can I tell you guys something? So when I was up in Tahoe, of course we listened to you guys, but then I also
What'd you think?
Yeah, well, you know what?
What'd you think?
If just in case we end up airing this, we need to be clear.
Right.
We haven't recorded. All of us haven't recorded together for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Which is we're never gonna do that again. I'm never gonna do that again.
No, can I?
That was horrible.
I'll tell you.
And in 2 weeks, this is what's happened. Adam has grown a full beard. A full beard.
Yeah.
I have a little bit more gray hairs. Doug seems to look more muscular. And Justin looks leaner. This is all in a 2 week period. Leaner
and my balls are flakier.
That's how gangster we are, bro. We just get after it right there.
Flaky balls. This is his new nickname.
Flaky Captain Crisp.
I deeply, deeply missed you guys this last. It's been, even though it's only been 5 days that I was gone. We missed those other ones because you didn't make it. So
that was
a long time to not be on. I didn't realize how therapeutic this is for me. Oh. I know we've mentioned it and I know we've talked about it, but
it's strange, isn't it?
Oh, can I just tell you too, like listening to Sal ramble his bullshit and not be able to fucking interject and say something drove me crazy, dude. I'm like listening. I'm like, I'm going to call him right now. Like, I almost called him.
From here's my thoughts.
Yeah, bullshit, bro. Listen, you don't understand. You're not taking it from this perspective. Yeah. You know, I wanted to say something.
Was that the physique one
where we're talking about the wrist wraps?
Yes,
right?
Of course.
I knew I felt you as we were talking about that. I was like, oh, I gotta include Adam.
I know
somehow.
And you even tried it, and then Sal still shut it down. You're just like, so you know, I'm trying to think of this like Adam would. And,
yeah, he's not here.
So I get why let's you not talking and, about and, that. Then, and then Sal's like, no,
he didn't earn it. And then I'm like, I totally agree.
And then Justin totally caved. I'm like, great job being me right there. He's like,
I mean, it was a facade to begin with. What am I supposed to do?
You stood up for me for like 1 minute, and then Sal told you no, we're not going, and then you caved right away.
That's all I got.
I definitely miss you guys. I did realize too that so I went back and we decided, like I told Katrina, I'm like, hey, let's listen to some of our favorite ones, right? Like old, like think of like the one of the first like 30 episodes and what's like our most downloaded one. So I was clicking on some of those, and I didn't, you know, we've evolved for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I think aside from me being sober now on the show, I think, I could totally tell there too. Yeah. I remember originally it was like, you know, smoking to kind of settle us down and get into our groove. And I think it definitely helped.
For me, it was drinking.
I like how you just suddenly included everybody.
Yeah, yeah. That was the collective on that. Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Well, no, I had to drag you guys to the mud too. I did realize the difference, in the flow of things. I felt like, I didn't like listening to myself back then, you know, as much as I thought it would be enjoyable.
I was over. I was like, who is this asshole?
Oh God. I was super fumbling
around for words. Oh, and shit.
Super critical. And I guess maybe that's what the biggest part of evolution of the show now, listening back, maybe just how comfortable we are, right? I think there probably a lot going through our heads when we first fired up that we needed to give this information, we needed to make sure we did this. I think we thought about where now it's like,
yeah,
you know, we have more of a problem shutting down so we don't ramble for too long or go off on a subject for too long or whatever. So
no, it's natural. It feels good. It's easy.
Much better listening. Yeah. But we do kind of tell a story. Mm-hmm. In there, so I do know a lot of people when they first start listening to Mind Pump. I've actually heard this the other day. Someone said, you got to listen to Mind Pump. Start at the beginning though. Start at the beginning and just go all the way through. And then they inbox me. I get this message like, oh my God, I was just introduced. I just got this yesterday. I just got introduced to Mind Pump, and I listened to 40 episodes in a row. And they're like, you guys,
bro, that's 20 hours.
I know, right?
Dude, that's crazy.
That's gnarly.
So you know, some of these people just literally it's always funny to me too when I'm realizing now, I don't know if you guys noticed this, it's the people that are closest to us that are really like putting, which is ironic, right? You know, you would think that you're my family, you're my friend, you've known me for a long time. I mean, if you had this cool radio show that supposedly was doing so well, I'd want to tune in and listen, even if it wasn't doing well, just to hear my boy or my cousin or my, you know, uncle or whatever, someone who's related to me or that close to me, I'd want to hear.
They're the last ones.
They are the last ones. They've been the last one. And so it's funny because now I'm starting to see that happen, and then they reach out to me and they're like, dude, I just listened to 110 of the episodes. Like, I'm almost caught all the way up. And I'm like, holy shit, dude. They're like, these are really good. I'm like, yeah, no fucking shit, bro. I've been trying to tell you that for like the last, you know, 7 months. Why don't you do
this?
Yeah, you will like it, you know. And it's not so, and I think that sounds arrogant to say that, like it's the, and because whenever I say,
No, you don't sound arrogant.
Whatever, dude. <it is. laughs> I don't mean it in like, I guess I think, even though I guess some people refer to us as entertainment and then we've been told we're the Howard Stern of fitness, I see us as good information. Like I always feel like we give something that's, you know, even if it's not fitness related, we try to give some good topics that we all know this isn't scripted. We all disagree a lot of the times and stuff like that, but everyone has an educated opinion. And I feel like we express that really well on shows. So it's good for people. And a lot of times it's questions that people have already asked me. So I love to be like, have you listened to episode 62? You know, or have you listened to episode 43? Mm-hmm. Like, go and listen to Mind Pump. That's why we do this. We did this so we could help people like yourself who have these, and along the way maybe entertain you a little bit so you don't fucking fall asleep listening to boring ass information. So, you know, hey, check it out. And it's like the family and friends and the close people are just now like putting it together after you've been telling.
Naked news, man.
Yeah,
it's the naked news.
Yeah, it wasn't very fun not being around with you guys.
No,
for 2 weeks.
No, yeah. That was, yeah, it felt dysfunctional.
Yeah,
kind of vibe.
It was, yeah. I mean, you know, my episode, you know, the episodes that were Adam wasn't here, they were okay, but they weren't.
I thought they were great. The first, I really enjoyed
the ones that I wasn't here was boring as fuck.
Right. I mean, I knew that's where you're going.
I was like, oh my yeah. God.
And then the one that I wasn't here was never.
Never. So Justin's always here.
I win.
Mr. Responsible.
And I love it.
Doug, yeah, you guys have not missed at all.
No, and you know what?
But we will at some point.
Sure. I think feel like we cut Doug off. Was there more more stuff?
Oh, we totally did.
This is the gist of it, dude. Yeah, is we just go.
Exactly.
All right, Doug.
Can't stop us.
All right, so what were you saying again? Oh, we got to give him direction in the beginning.
Yeah. I feel like we just focused. Cut that, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's say you wanted to play this. You could say, well, it was good information in there. People will enjoy to hear this. We'll put it in there. If you were like, meh. I didn't like it. You just don't play it.
Yeah, I just don't play it. Yeah. I mean, I have the power ultimately.
Yes.
Wow.
We know this.
Which, you know, feels good.
Yeah. Are you sure isn't Doug like God?
Yeah. Backwards. Exactly.
Yeah. I knew.
Spell
it.
My name backwards.
Bro.
God.
Oh my God.
That was a stoner moment.
That was a total stoner moment.
That was.
Bro, did you know toasters are like tanning beds for bread? All right. I love it. So what else, Doug? What else?
That was good because I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I love that.
I've never. That was the first. Did you just make that up, or did you actually hear that?
No, I think I read that somewhere.
Oh my God.
That's great though. I appreciate that. I love hearing like a new shit like that.
You know that deserves one of those memes with like Keanu Reeves where it's he's like that whoa face.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Have you seen the stoner goat? It's like a goat, and it's his face looks. He looks like he's baked. And then there'll be memes underneath it. It's like one of my favorite ones is every time I eat grass, I'm giving the world a haircut. And he's got the stone face. Kills me. All right, Doug.
Man.
Yeah,
Stoner humor is the best.
What else do we need to do, Doug?
Yeah, let me start something else that you can interrupt.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll let you get through a sentence this time.
Well, whenever you want to start with, start telling us some important stuff.
God. Well, see, I think the listeners have to understand that, you know, we're all entrepreneurs. We don't really like organization a whole lot.
And what?
For this reason, sometimes we're not the most organized group of people.
You see what he's doing? He's doing exactly what I was doing. See how he's bringing all of us as that, even though in reality he's really talking to Sal and I right now. Yeah. what all the rest of you motherfuckers don't know is he's talking to Sal and I right now. But he's trying all to make us feel guys. Better well, by say it's all of us need to get better at this.
Yes. I've never been accused of being
Doug. We keep it real.
Disorganized in my
life.
We keep it real here.
Just tell people
on a scale from 1 to 10. Some of us are higher to 10.
Sal is lazy as fuck. He never does anything.
It's not lazy. It's called shooting from the hip. Shooting from the hip.
Everything
I'm a hip
comes
slinger.
Out of the hip.
Yeah. And there's a lot of value to shooting from the hip, of course. That's why this show is so spontaneous. It's all the shooting from the hip.
Mm-hmm. A lot of hip.
However, from the standpoint of building a business and a brand, sometimes we need to kind of, you know, rein it in a little bit and get focused.
Okay. In other words, if it wasn't for Doug, we couldn't make any money, probably.
No. That's so true. So what should
but
we focus on?
We'd be really good at podcasting.
Well, one of the things I did was look at, killers. You know, what's our demographic?
Mm.
Who are the people listening to this show?
Well, good-looking people.
Definitely good-looking.
Hot.
Intelligent.
Yeah. All that, for sure.
Mostly muscular.
Yeah, move weights around.
And that's a key point there, mostly muscular, right? These are people who are interested in health and fitness.
Right.
And if we
there's
look
some
at,
people that don't work out at all. Listen to
that's
it.
True, but they're the minority,
right.
I would think.
They listen to me.
But, you know, if we look at all the iTunes reviews, if you look at all the, you know, conversations on the forum and everything, it's people who are into health and fitness.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's a lot of value in having a lot of variety of this show, but we always have to keep it focused on our core audience, which is the
health and fitness. So just saying it's more fitness.
Weightlifting people.
More fitness episodes. because the last four we aired.
Fitness.
Actually, the last couple were fitness.
In your mouth.
But like the four before that were just random.
Yeah, we had some pretty random shows for sure.
Were they off like that? I didn't even notice.
There's like four of them. And in a row.
Those are the ones we love the most, though.
I know.
That's when we text each other. Oh, last night's episode was brilliant.
You know why? Because we don't want to. We love talking about shit we're not experts in, I think.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
There's more debate. That's why.
I don't know. I feel like I'm an expert about everything.
Okay.
I just feel anyway. That way.
That's why it's so fun.
Yeah. All right. What else, Doug?
You know, it's pretty much it for the moment.
Okay. So just stay focused.
You know what?
Stay focused.
Listen,
a little
you know
bit.
What
yeah.
this is about, guys? And I could tell you exactly what this is about.
What is it?
Doug's avoiding his whole date.
Oh
my date! Fucker. Yeah,
he's trying to divert us.
Oh no!
Guys! Oh, we gotta talk about business.
Did either one of you guys get on there and look?
No, you looked right. You sent the picture.
Okay, so listen up.
Did
guys.
You see that timepiece, dude?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
But guess what? You know whose job is it to get her over my direction?
Snap. Oh, don't trip. We got that covered. Don't even.
We looked.
I'm your wingman, Doug. Don't even worry, bro.
Okay. So here's what I did.
All right.
I went to the Match.com.
Yeah.
And I finished the profile. And then it's up to you guys.
Okay.
Yep.
It's up to you guys to set up the meetings.
Guys, Doug has just handed his dick over to us.
He just placed it.
I've already been playing with it.
All right.
I got online. You like how I did there?
your dick is our dick, Doug.
A little wordplay there for you. I got online and already started digging around on that thing, man. It's
digging around,
playing with it.
Yeah.
I've figured it out.
Wow.
Yeah. You've got to figure it out.
Spelunking, as I like to call it.
Yeah, you guys need to get on there and check it out. It's pretty cool. It's pretty simple too.
Is it
I already liked a few. Ooh.
So
they'll be getting an email. Thank you. They'll be getting an email soon.
So
have we gotten any comments?
I haven't been back on there since.
I feel like we should throw in a couple like random ones though. Just for entertainment purposes.
Well, I think that's gonna automatically happen.
I think you have no choice on Match.
I think it just kind of happens naturally. Nice. That's the beautiful part. I don't think we're gonna need to stage anything. This will be pure reality.
So we decided on a coffee shop as like the first location.
Oh, absolutely.
What are those Asian coffee shops that we have over here? Like one of those. That would be great, dude. You should take us somewhere all crazy like that to one of those Asian coffee shops.
Let's just get this out of the way.
Describe to me
what.
So if you guys are not from, if you're a listener, this I should probably explain what that is so that joke even makes sense to you. In the Bay Area, we allow these coffee shops that are very cool. They serve
very cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
Would you like some cream in your coffee?
It's kind of like Starbucks meets Centerfolds. So if you can envision that, it's kind of like that. Kind of like Starbucks meets Centerfolds.
I haven't been in one yet, so it's just chicks walking around.
Of course you guys haven't. Of course you guys haven't.
It's chicks walking around in lingerie.
Neither have I, actually. I'm just telling what I've heard. So you go into these things, and you know, they it's not quite as because they wouldn't be able to stay open if, you know, they did, you know, a lot of crazy stuff. But they're very friendly there, and they work for tips. And the girls that serve the coffee are beautiful.
Are they in, like, lingerie and shit? Is that what they do?
They start off in... less like kind of Hooterish type of outfits, you know, a lot of skin going on.
Start off,
well, yeah.
So it progresses.
It does progress.
You know what's funny?
The more cups of coffee you drink, and the more tips you give, the less clothing they wear.
Once you get the shakes, it's over, man.
The scientist in me thinks that's such a bad combination, though. You know, caffeine's a vasoconstrictor.
Yeah,
can't really get a good boner. Might get diarrhea. Not really a good idea. Alcohol is better.
Yes,
I think
coffee makes you shit.
And I just ruined it for everybody right now.
Yeah. There's like, I think there's 30, or last time I checked, 30 or 40 of these
things. Last time I checked. Yeah. He's like, I've been to 30. At least.
30 or 40 of these in San Jose alone. That's a lot, dude.
You're kidding me.
No, there's that much.
I've never even heard of these.
So that's where we're setting your first date.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Totally.
I love it.
What, though?
It's a great idea.
What's actually very neat about it, why I think we should do that, is because you could go there and it'd be totally normal, too. It's not like at a strip club where if you're sitting at a table, you have to be handing some girl ones or tipping somebody or asking for the special coffee. You can go there and have normal coffee
And if the date's a disaster,
exactly what I'm thinking about.
Plan B,
exactly what I'm thinking about. And it'll test her character. We'll see what kind of chick she is.
Now, if you walk in.
This is Adam's approach, by the way. I say that we give Adam his.
Maybe
you know,
we should. Maybe each
right?
of us
this
should.
This is
plan.
His individual
I
plan.
I got an idea. Yeah. Why don't each of us pick a girl and a date and then see who does better?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Now,
because that's almost like how you're talking about you and your girl, like how you know you guys both had that first date.
Yeah,
sounds very similar.
Yeah. No, that's how I would do. That's what I'm saying. I think I'll do that. I'll totally have a different approach,
and I'll.
But now that I shared what I'm going to do, I guess I should go first then, since we know that. Right?
But you got to play by the rules, bro.
What?
Play by the rules. Don't be like getting paid a hooker and pretend like you're a date.
Yeah, but that's not gonna last, right?
Bro, yeah, I mean, but
he's
then
gonna run out of money.
He doesn't care. He's just gonna be like, "I won, guys. I got. We gotta be legit."
I think that's still legit. I don't see why that's not fair to play that way.
I'm gonna show up on Doug falls for Doug's her, gonna be on his problem. Date. I'm gonna show up in a ski mask and pretend to like assault him, have him kick my ass in front of his date.
Perfect.
And she's gonna be like, "Oh my god,
this is the way I look at it.
If you kicked that guy's ass. He's so much bigger than you, and you fucked him up."
Oh god. You know what? If you went through all that to do that and it worked, I think you deserve him to win. Yeah, bro, it's fair enough. Just like if I actually want to go spend $1,000 on bribing a chick to get naked and take Doug home from his date, like, I probably deserve to win, right?
Ooh. Yeah. Just make sure that date is a really good one when you do that. Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Don't blow it on, you know, kind of a, you know.
Yeah, no, I got you. Dude, I was in the
alley,
I was
back alley.
What pictures did we use for you? Have we used any or just
Oh, no, one? I put pictures up.
Oh, you did?
I did my job.
Okay.
Right, did you put up the picture of you doing the curls?
You know, I don't have that picture.
Oh, that's a mutt. That's like a fucking dog.
Okay, I'll put the picture up, okay?
That's a must.
It's a money picture. Bro, my tongue's sticking out.
How are they going to know the goods?
Have you learned? Nobody cares about your tongue. They want to see your fucking abs, bro.
That's it. Chicks want to see abs.
Abs, all right. Abs going up.
We'll get a whole new demographic.
I thought for sure he had that in there.
That would be the only picture that I have up.
Oh, of course. That should be your front picture. For sure. Yes, for sure.
I don't even show my face. Because
you know
abs.
Why? Let's be honest, dude. Hey. If you're clicking through and you're serving that, even myself, I was going through it. Like,
stick out.
Right now, I just see your age. But if I see that, I see abs before I see numbers. If I saw abs, I'd be like, I'd look at it and be like, holy shit, that dude's 49. He looks like that?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Versus if I see a normal picture shirt on, sharp, good looking dude, and then I see 40, I'm like, oh, he's kind of old. Just keep going. He's probably like every other old guy, you know? Yeah. But dude, you're like superhuman.
You're like super. We should also post pictures of him like doing activities. Like fishing or no, something cool. We got to think of something dusting. Cool.
Hey, are we going to start an episode?
Building something.
Oh, this is an episode, by the way.
I thought we did.
This is an episode.
This is an episode. This is my update on thematch.com.
Why not?
This is how we spun it. I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we had to spin it some direction.
Oh, hey, you are the spinner.
Let the spinners go.
Living up spinner. To my name.
Bing, bing.
Okay, so this is how, okay.
So pictures of activities or even hanging out with us and we're just like, yeah, like you're the cool guy.
You got to show a comic. I have that one picture from the show, the one of the four of us, right?
Oh, it's a good looking picture.
Perfect.
Of all of us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little dark, but I think that's a pretty good picture of all of us.
What's wrong with dark?
You can't really see my face.
Yeah, we got to go to the club and take some pictures and be like, you know, he hangs out with hot guys everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Oh, we all look pretty sharp in that. We have a couple. Yeah, the one we went to the show, and then we also went to the one.
Anatons.
Yeah.
Oh, that one looks good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we have some pictures of that.
Yeah, that one. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Bro, you put those GQ'd two pictures out. Up plus the ab shot. Girl's gonna be like, he's ripped.
It's a done deal.
He's good looking. He looks way younger than his age, and he hangs out with other hot, young, good looking dudes. She's right away. Clothes. Going, like, this is. Yeah.
And then we got to do a picture of you, like, I don't know, hanging out with a bunch of girls that are like your friends. Like, they're all like, oh my God, he's the coolest guy ever.
Like, we love Doug.
Women love Doug.
I hate that I'm married.
Instantly. You know, exactly. And then instantly they're going to see that picture and be like, something about him is awesome. That all these women want him.
And then we do
they just
one.
Just
want to
keep him around as a friend.
Right.
But that's really plan B. This is failing. I'm going to Doug.
We want to do a picture too. I think that because you want to get a girl too that's like fun and open minded. So you could do like some off the wall, like grabbing your ankles and looking back at the camera between your legs with a clown hat on or something.
Yeah. That's a money shot for sure.
Yeah, just something like just whoa. Like whoa, like make you go like what the fuck?
You know
this guy is
you know
interesting.
You know what's
as
weird?
Shit. I gotta email this guy.
Let me tell you what's weird about the show. I feel like
that's
Adam
insane.
Was in my mind right there. I feel like he went in my brain and just read it.
Wizard
read exactly what I was thinking.
Like the picture
clown hat bending over, grabbing ankles. right in my, it was in my head.
Wow.
That's a, that would totally
that's definitely
work.
An image.
Totally. That would totally work.
Tell me you're not going to get some emails with that picture, dude. Yeah. You're going to get some emails.
Yeah, that'll get you no emails. Or you can take a picture with like five cats. That'll get you no fucking emails either. Hi. I love cats.
Is this Fluffy?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to say, after we do this, it would be fun to do. Hey, after we do this, it would be fun to do a fake profile.
Like, oh, dude, have like the one where you have the.
I will pay the monthly fee if one of us do those.
You get the portrait like side profile, then you got the one huge in the back.
Okay, well, I had to tell you guys a story
where
now.
Off, where he's looking off into looking the distance. Off.
Yeah, so exactly.
I got okay, and this is
you
one
need
of
a bird.
My best
guys
friends.
And birds are fucking creepy.
We
am I right?
What?
Yeah, birds are creepy.
Dude, yeah. I'm like talking you guys all of a sudden, and I get this parrot right here.
Like, the only people
it shits on
only
you.
People that should have a bird are pirates.
Yeah, that's
absolutely. True. Everybody else, if you have a bird on your shoulder,
it's weird.
You're an asshole. It's,
hey, yeah. So
yeah,
we made a match.com that was kind of like a funny one like that for my good buddy, right? And we his. Profile picture we had him post this. We had him get down in his like boxer briefs and then he held a guitar so it looked like he was playing it naked. That was his profile picture.
Did it work?
Oh dude, it was so great. It was so great. We only kept it up for like a month because I told him, I'm like, dude, you gotta let me. He was single at the time. I'm like, let's create this. And we ended up, I remember we were drinking and stuff like that. We're probably like 26 years old or something. So and my boy Justin, so he'll love hearing me share this story because it was pretty fucking, it was great that he was open-minded enough to do that and have some fun because totally made fun of himself. Like, but he did like these little like small little times where he'd sing like a couple lines and play it, and like we created this whole thing. He got all kinds of random people. It was pretty.
Did he?
Oh yeah, for sure. But we, you know, I try to get him to the next level, which is go out on a date. He was like, no, dude, there's no way. You know, we wanted to get in there and just kind of see what
not
type
even
of girls
me up there, yeah,
or girls were out there, and start searching through pages and stuff. And this was way back. I don't even remember when Match.com first started, but I know it hadn't been around that long when we did it. That's why we thought it was funny, because it was like that was when it first back then. Then it was more something that people made fun of, and it like hardly anybody did it. Where now, where they say like 3 out of 4 relationships are met
online.
Yeah, it's like wow. Crazy. Like now it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird if you tell somebody like, oh yeah, I met my wife or I met my girlfriend in person. Actually,
yeah. We like met.
Yeah,
and then we were like, I like you. I like you.
Right.
And then I looked at their Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
And
right.
And then I realized how cool they were. We should do pictures of you like doing weird shit and making like outlandish claims. For example, like in front of a telescope, and we'll be like, you know, in my spare time, I've discovered 15 planets. You know, just like weird.
But it's true. Of course, that's what you would suggest.
You know, weird shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like you have a sword and you're like in a knight outfit, and you'd be like, oh, in my spare time, I like to fight. You know, kill dragons. And
what's that? What is?
I like that.
That's a real. What's that called?
LARP? No.
Oh yeah, LARPing.
Is it LARPing?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that where they
wow.
They
how did I know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
How do you know that is right? Is that
lightning
what it's
bolt? Yeah, I think it's
thunder.
LARP. I think it's
yeah, you fucking throw it at the guy.
I think it's LARP.
It's where you
it
know
is LARPing, live action role play.
Whoa!
You hello, guys, you guys. I just nerded myself. I outed myself.
Say what's it called again? Large
live
live action role play,
LARP.
At least that's what they called it at band camp.
Wow. Yeah. That would be another awesome date.
LARP?
Yeah.
No, say that. Yeah.
That's the final date.
I'm done.
I say, yeah, it should, like, you should get a real cerebral chick for him, and then we can kind of compare the two, you know, with Adam's girl.
Mm. Hey, so here's what we might have to do.
I
have a serious question. I have something very serious on how we structure this. I was actually really thinking about this today.
All right, let's get serious.
If we go, let's say we each plan a date for him, right?
Yeah.
I think that if we do that, we need to do them kind of close together. And I don't think we want to air episodes after each time we send him on a date, because what could happen is word could get around that these guys are recording and doing this thing, and it might detour women from wanting to go. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want people to detour from because they're worried they're going to get talked about on Mind Pump or like that. And then they're like, oh, they're just setting us. You know, what we don't want, we want it to end up being like real as we can possibly can.
Yeah.
So maybe airing them all after we've done it, you know, like we've done, you know, however many.
Well,
days.
I think if he finds one that he really likes, then we can talk shit about all the other ones.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So we'll do it like Bachelor. If we get a rose.
Yeah. Or he could just go on a date with all three at the same time. We could do it like, hey, listen, girls, I don't have a lot of time on my hands, so I'm trying to, you know, I want to just consolidate.
Yeah, all of consolidate.
And then as the date goes on, I will be sending one of you home, you know, after a couple hours.
I'll have roses with me.
If you could close that, if we could close that, that would be the shit.
Right, you know there. What? The girl. You know, it's funny. I'm picturing the girls that each one of us would send to date them, and they would look so different from each other.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they'd be so different.
I'm sure they would be actually. Yeah.
Adam's girl would show up and just be
just humongous
tits.
Oh, she's gonna be a hot dog. Don't worry.
Old lips and
I can promise you this: I might not find your future wife, but you're gonna have a good time.
Find
on my
date.
You're gonna have a there's a good chance your date with my girl could possibly work at the place you guys go have coffee at.
All right,
and she's like, "Oh my god, this is my favorite place."
Yeah. Let's do this.
I'm down.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.